Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Spear. President Biden has kicked off the Summit of the Americas in Los Angeles. The president is saying, among other things, there is a need to make global supply chains more secure and resilient. Biden also, in a reference to the ongoing Russian assault against Ukraine, restating the need to reaffirm a commitment to democracy in the Americas.
As we meet again today, in a moment when democracy is under assault around the world, let us unite again and renew our conviction that democracy is not only the defining feature of American histories, but the essential ingredient to America's futures.
Meanwhile, the White House is pushing back against the notion the absence of several key leaders amounts to a backslide for democracy. Some leaders, including Mexico's President Andrés Manuel López Obrador, stayed away over the decision to exclude Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua. The Biden administration is redirecting $10 billion in already approved COVID funding in order to order more vaccines for an expected fall surge. As NPR's Scott Detrow explains, additional COVID funding has been stalled in Congress.
The White House has warned that delays in another round of COVID funding would hurt the federal government's efforts to buy more vaccines and pills to treat the virus. But the urgency of earlier relief packages is long gone. In order to lock in vaccine and treatment purchases ahead of the fall, the administration is now rerouting some of those already appropriated funds. It'll spend $5 billion on new vaccines and slightly less on Paxlovid pills, which help alleviate COVID symptoms. A White House official warns that means the federal government will have to scale back purchases of at-home rapid tests and personal protective equipment, among other things. Scott Detrow, NPR News, Washington.
A major renewable energy project in rural Utah has just received a $500 million loan guarantee from the Department of Energy. John Reed with member station KUER has more on what's being touted as the largest clean hydrogen storage facility in the world.
It's called the Advanced Clean Energy Storage Project, located in central Utah. It'll produce hydrogen from solar and wind power and store it in massive underground salt caverns. They've been used for decades to store oil and gas in states like Texas and Louisiana. The energy will then be used to fuel a nearby power plant. Right now, it burns coal, but it will ultimately be converted to run completely on clean hydrogen by 2045. The Energy Department says this is the first loan of its kind in nearly a decade, and projects like it will help get the country to net zero emissions by 2050. The department says it still has another $2.5 billion left to help fund additional clean energy projects around the country. For NPR News, I'm John Reed in Salt Lake City.
Stocks lost ground on Wall Street today amid continued choppy trading as investors seek market direction. The Dow dropped 269 points. The Nasdaq was down 88 points. The S&P 500 fell 44 points. This is NPR. The UN's nuclear watchdog group has overwhelmingly passed a resolution critical of Iran for failing to explain how traces of uranium were found at three undeclared sites. Members of the 35-nation Board of Governors meeting behind closed doors, where diplomats say just two countries, Russia and China, opposed the resolution while three other members abstained. The text says the board expresses profound concern over the unexplained traces due to insufficient cooperation by Iran. The Department of Health and Human Services is giving $15 million to help rural communities address a trend in drug overdose deaths. As NPR's Ritu Chatterjee reports, rural areas have seen a growing number of deaths due to stimulants like methamphetamine.
Overdose deaths due to stimulants have risen dramatically in the past couple of decades, and rural areas have been harder hit, says Carol Johnson. She's the head of the Health Resources and Services Administration.
The latest data we have from the CDC shows that overdose deaths involving psychostimulants was 1.4 times higher in rural communities than in urban communities.
While misuse of legally prescribed amphetamines is a problem, Johnson says in recent years, illegally manufactured stimulants are increasingly being laced with fentanyl, increasing risk of death for users. The new funding will go to rural organizations working on education, treatment, and recovery programs. Ritu Chatterjee, NPR News.
Even as stocks continue their slump, one standout remains oil, which continues to go up. Crude oil futures prices ending higher, oil closing up above $120 a barrel today. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News.